little snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this, some will call it Halloween. I don't think I want to. I don't want to celebrate the Dia de los Muertos. Anyway, welcome. Good morning and welcome. You're tuned in live this Thursday, October 31st, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. We've been talking about democratic socialism, the Fabian Society in particular, because that's really where the, that's kind of the headwaters of where all brands of socialism flow from. And really, you know, it's interesting. Anytime you start to talk about this, you end up in the discussion of eugenics, evolution. I've talked about the fact that, you know, it's no coincidence that Charles Darwin's cousin, Francis Galton, is the guy who coined the term eugenics, meaning there's a correlation between the theory of evolution and eugenics. There's a reason why they're always trying to glue the word science onto things. You know, climate science, for example, it's because it's pseudoscience. And so what's interesting to me, just to skip forward a little bit, you can kind of tell, you know, you get a clue as to who they are by watching their feet. And so the Pharisees are interesting characters in the Bible, and Paul tells Timothy in his first letter to Timothy, the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil. In the NASB it reads, for the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil, and some by longing for it have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. That doesn't sound good. That sounds bad. Wandering away from the faith and piercing oneself with many griefs, that's a bad thing. But the love of money is a root of all sorts of evil. And in Luke 16, Jesus says in verse 13, no servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth, or mammon in the King James. In verse 14 reads, now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, were listening to all these things and were scoffing at him. And I would say that today's Pharisee, particularly in the Western world, is the technocrat. You know, the believer in scientism. And, you know, pseudoscience, to suit a purpose and an end. And so socialism sort of falls under that banner of the pseudoscience, in this case, social sciences and, you know, political science and those kinds of things, which lends itself to technocracy and the pseudoscience of many other things, masquerading as the physical sciences. And so we'll talk more about that today. We've talked about it this week, particularly with the Reese Committee hearings and the testimony of the folks involved as a backdrop to that. And so things have changed in America. We have been led to believe that truth is relative, which it is not, and that there is no black and white. That, you know, all things are relative and, you know, truth is whatever you want it to be. And so I'll speak my truth and you speak yours. But, you know, gravity doesn't care if you believe it or not. So there are some things that are, there are some hard realities. And that remains true and constant whether we believe it or not. And so we've been deceived in America, in this society, over the past 140 years or so, in particular. And most people don't realize that anything has happened. It's happened at glacial speed, and it's interesting. The further you drift from the didactic logic and reasoning, the more in danger and at peril you are. Because you don't even realize that you're drifting. And one of the ways that I've put that this week in particular is, it seems that as we've been encouraged to protect ourselves. Mike Rowe has an interesting perspective. Him talking about the fact that he and his crew, after doing the Dirty Jobs show and others like it, they've logged thousands of hours of safety training. And it is one of the worst things in our society, according to him. It anesthetizes people to danger. That's kind of what I think is happening when we want to put a helmet on everything and everyone and bubble wrap everyone. You lose the sense of imminent life-threatening danger. And that, to me, is what dialectical thinking, which is kind of an oxymoron, that's what that does. Everything is relative. It's true for you, might not necessarily be true for me. That anesthetizes people, that kind of thinking anesthetizes people from the reality of imminent life-threatening danger. And that, to me, I guess when we are drifting that direction, it's not surprising to me to see that as a result of that, I would say, people are falling into the Grand Canyon while taking selfies. That might be a leap in logic, I realize, but I dare say there was a time in this society that probably wouldn't be as likely as it might be now. I don't think that's a coincidence. Anyway, socialism is a trap, and in simple terms, those who extol its virtues, truly, the intellectual class who try to advance socialism are part of a coterie of folks who are very... they are not fond of their fellow man. And again, this idea of eugenics, some are more fit than others, it's always lurking in the backdrop. You know, Francis Galton wrote Charles Darwin a letter, and I have talked about this for years and years. I need to dig up the letter. Every time I mention it, I need to dig up the letter. But he wrote to his cousin Charles Darwin in response to reading Origin of Species, and as a friend of mine mentioned, we need to be reminded, speaking of eugenics and racism, which is a fairly new term on the contemporary landscape, by the way, coined essentially by the same folks. Was it Stalin, Lenin, or Trotsky? I forget who was alleged to have coined the term. Anyway, On the Origin of Species, the full title of the book was On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection, okay, or, and that's an interesting word there, or The Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life. And so the point you get is, you know, social Darwinism is real, whether it happens slowly by natural selection or, you know, the preservation of favored races and struggle for life. Sometimes we just have to take matters into our own hands. So eugenics and racism are built into the theory of evolution right from the title of the book. And so that's why Francis Galton, who coined the term eugenics, wrote Charles Darwin, his cousin, and said, "Congratulations, cuz, you have freed us from the theological argument that all life is priceless. You know, the life of mankind, each man and woman's life is priceless. And so now we can just say that you're, you know, biologically inferior, and therefore you must die." And it's been hell on earth ever since, I would say. So, you know, you have Thomas Henry Huxley, you have the Malthusian camp, always lurking, maybe a degree separated, if that, from the Darwinian discussion, the evolutionary theory discussion. And it's no coincidence. And socialism lending itself to these efforts is no coincidence either. So that's kind of where we are at. The Fabian Society advancing the various forms of socialism. Fabian socialism, according to the Fabian Society itself, synonymous with democratic socialism. You have a voice. It doesn't amount to anything. Your voice is like yelling at the television on game night. or game day doesn't change anything, but you definitely have a voice, absolutely. And if it changes anything, what it does in Marxist fashion is get you all excited and upset and your neighbor and pit you against yourselves and one another. Again, in Marxist fashion, that's how socialism really works. I'm just gonna be plain about it. You know, it doesn't, it's not freedom, it's bondage. It always works out to bondage. What do you do if you don't want social insurance or old age insurance? If you would prefer to take care of yourself and your family, what would happen, do you suppose, in this society if we actually sent folks to schools like the London School of Economics en masse? You know, that was part of your basic education, part of the general diffusion of knowledge in Jeffersonian fashion. You learned how this predatory credit scheme, the central banking scheme, works, the first money game. And it is predatory. Someone always has to be there to be taken advantage of. That's the unfortunate reality of it. And again, socialism is always lurking close by. Central banking and socialism are comfortable bedfellows, I would say. So, you know, when you think of someone like Robert Kiyosaki, for example, trying to tell people that the system is rigged against savers, it punishes savers and saving, and you need to find ways to mitigate the punishment, so to speak, you find that these folks that are writing about Marxism, communism, socialism are also writing about economics. It's funny how that works. The sociologists are often also economists. Funny how that works, huh? And so you start to understand that gradually, as you're reading this, that the wage earner is also punished in the same sort of fashion the saver is in this scheme. And so you don't want to be a wage earner. In other words, you want to benefit from someone else's work while they get punished for doing an honest day's work. And the Bible has all kinds of things to say about that, which boil down to don't do that. It's predatory. So we have layers and layers of predatory schemes in this society. And like Anthony Sutton said in that 1976 lecture we played, America was already socialist then. And as the Rees Committee pointed out, that was already known in the 50s and already known back to the 30s, America was drifting toward socialism then. But people, you know, as long as we have delicious gifts, tchotchkes, whiskey and beads, then I guess it's okay, right? It can be bought off and it's perfectly fine. As long as I'm not getting fleeced more than other people, as long as there's someone who's being taken advantage of more than me, then I suppose it's fine, right? More than I. Anyway, so we'll dive back into democratic socialism, the Fabian Society, education, where we left off yesterday, and all that fun stuff when we come back. Stick around right after the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. Though we are led to believe otherwise, there's a distinction between the terms, you know, natural selection, survival of the fittest, and the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. There is a distinction, though we are encouraged by whatever means to conflate these terms, you know, speaking of social Darwinism. It's an interesting little point. I'll leave this in a second, but just evidence of what I'm talking about. From the Wikipedia entry for On the Origin of Species, funny that the rest of the title is not mentioned, On the Origin of Species, by means of natural selection, or, and that's a hard or, which is why we can't conflate terms even by Darwin's admission, or the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. Who chooses? Who decides? And that's the question. It's always the question when it comes to whether it's eugenics or socialism. The question is, who decides? Man deciding for man. The natural rights of man, inalienable rights, they go out the window. Nah, you don't have those. We're all created equal, except some of us are more special than others. And we are the deciders. We are the philosopher kings. We are the Pharisees of our day, as they run around trying to kill their fellow man and steal resources and wealth. It's really what it comes down to. Just more sophistry. So anyway, here's the evidence. Darwin, and this is under the subject, or excuse me, the section titled Publication Outside Great Britain. That's a hint. We're headed back toward the Fabian Society. Darwin's attempts to find a translator in France fell through, and translation by Clements Royer, published in 1862, added an introduction praising Darwin's ideas as an alternative to religious revelation and promoting ideas anticipating social Darwinism and eugenics. Anticipating social Darwinism and eugenics. As well as numerous explanatory notes giving her own answers to doubts that Darwin expressed. Right. That's an interesting point to mention, too. Most people don't realize Darwin essentially disproved the theory of evolution. It's funny how silent the fossil record is. We should be finding these tweeners all around us, digging them up in your backyard, but you don't. Never mind that, though. Never mind the facts. Don't believe your lying eyes. So, yeah. The concept, though it's an old concept, Francis Galton is credited with cousin Francis Galton is credited with the coining of the term eugenics, and that was after the translation of Origin of Species. So again, if you go to the eugenics Wikipedia entry, you will see how quickly this mind virus becomes toxic and lethal en masse. Because, history, you have under the section titled History 1.1 Origin and Development, 1.2 Nazism and the Decline of Eugenics. Then 1.3 Modern Resurgence. And so that's where we get to Francis Fukuyama and whatchamacallit, his book, which floating around somewhere close by, and not The Last Man, the other one, Our Post-Human Future, Consequences of the Biotechnology Revolution. And the kinder, gentler brand of eugenics now. We're not just going to sterilize people, walking down the street. We're going to make you buy into your own sterilization and probably pay for it along the way. By the way, did you get your flu shot at Kmart or Walmart or Shopko or wherever? So, to just further prove how virulent and toxic this mind virus is, I would lastly just point folks to Edwin Black's War Against the Weak, Eugenics, and America's Campaign to Create a Master Race. What? People that don't know don't realize that before there was Hitler, there was the Rockefeller Board of Health and the National Institutes of Health and the Tuskegee Experiment and all the fun things that preceded, Unit 731, for example. And then after those things happened, those were all re-imported, and that's where we get to Francis Fukuyama's Our Post-Human Future. Now it's a kinder, gentler. We've done all of the ugly experiments. Now we can go down to the cellular level and below, and we'll do dirty things that way. It's CRISPR technology. It's going to be great. You can have dragon wings and glow in the dark, and you can just do all that stuff overnight in your own home. It's going to be great. Never mind the eugenics and the implications and consequences. We'll go to the phones when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a
drive the point home finally and just leave it this week, because I want to do that. Socialism and eugenics. I mean, I would encourage folks to do a, just type that into your favorite search engine. Socialism, eugenics. Here are some of the entries I see. Eugenics, the skeleton that rattles the loudest in the left's closet. It's a Guardian article, 2012. Socialism, eugenics, and population control. Socialism archives, eugenics, and other evils. Eugenics, the war of capitalism and socialism against humanity. What's wrong with socialism, eugenics, and abortion? Eugenics, that's history.com. Nazi eugenics, Wikipedia entry. Socialism and eugenics inseparable, question mark? Yeah, exactly. Eugenics in the United States, eugenics, Wikipedia. Those are two Wikipedia entries. American Eugenics Society, 1926 to 72. Embryo Project, that's down at ASU, Arizona State. And then this, we might play this actually, YouTube clip, Fabian socialist George Bernard Shaw in his own words. And, you know, he was just kind of outspoken. And again, Shaw was, what he disliked about the Fabian Society was the gradualist method. You know, let's just kill off the weak and stupid now. Let's just get to it. It's kind of how folks like George Bernard Shaw thought. But the Fabian Society was comprised of folks who felt the same, but just knew you couldn't do it quickly because that would, you know, arouse the suspicion and attention and ire of lots of folks. And so we don't want to do that. We want to have the slow kill in process and, you know, have people conscripted to the devil's errand of doing that to themselves and one another while we tell them, you know, that it's a good thing. And obviously, it must be a good thing because there are white coats standing all around you telling you so. So there's the Britannica entry for eugenics, description history, and modern eugenics. This article, even Swedish socialism was violent. And on and on and on the entries go. There's an interesting video, Obamianism. Obama plus socialism plus Darwin plus eugenics. Federalist Papers article, why Democrats are the party of eugenics. And this is not to poke at anyone. And then Stefan Kuhl's book, The Nazi Connection, Eugenics, American Racism, and German National Socialism. And, you know, again, for those who don't know, I think of Rudolf Hess. You know, speaking of socialism and eugenics going together, Rudolf Hess was the guy who said National Socialism is nothing but applied biology. National Socialism is nothing but applied biology, which is why socialism and eugenics always seem to be comfortable bedfellows. You have the planners. Saint Simon was probably a eugenicist. There are the weak and stupid. What was I reading yesterday? I'm gonna have to dig that up after yesterday's broadcast. The classes. What was it? There was, you know, the Industrial Revolution gave rise to conspicuous leisure and conspicuous, what was the other thing? And so, you know, we want to get rid of those folks. We can't have everyone enjoying all of these benefits that we have created. If you're George Bernard Shaw, that's what you think. You know, we have done this, even though you've done it on the backs of thousands and millions of hardworking folks and their original ideas, their creativity, their hard work, their, you know, their sweat, and in some cases, you know, in the difficult trades, you know, at the expense of their own lives. Never mind all of that. It was our idea in the first place, or we made it happen. The hubris, the arrogance. Anyway, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Kevin in West Virginia. Kevin, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, sir. I hope you're having a good day today.
Thanks. Me too.
I'm having a pretty hard time holding my emotions in today. I ran across the document, a 44-page document that ties in to what you're talking about, and I'm blind, so I listened to it on audiobook. I'm actually listening to it through YouTube. And the document is Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I can't get through it, and it has me floored that these people are that evil. I mean, it ties in completely with what you were talking about with economics and you know, how they're measuring, you know, especially with the eugenics and everything. It just, I just cannot wrap my head around how a group of people can be that evil to want to control society. I don't get it. I don't understand why. What's the purpose? I don't understand.
Well,
I would think I have more faith in my fellow human that we can work together and have a good society together and traverse the stars and unlock the mysteries of the universe than just having a ruling, ruthless class of people that have no empathy over us.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It's interesting. You know, that to me, it's kind of the moment where you're standing with your toes on the wizard's curtain, basically, and when you pull the curtain back, it's hard to acknowledge that kind of evil, that people would do that and they wouldn't be part of some broader, what I would call a demonic conspiracy, you know, something that seems to work through generations and decades and even centuries. How do you explain that? How do these people work in such a coordinated fashion? How do they select the authors and the writings and things? And why would you do that? I agree. I think most of us feel the way that you expressed. I think most of us want to believe in, appealing to reason and common sense and saying, okay, hold on, let's just sit down and figure this out. Can we work to our mutual benefit? But you have some folks, that want to exploit, to create and perpetuate and exploit disparities and to play people groups off of one another. And they work in that direction and they write those kinds of evil things. And so is there some kind
of crazy
influence coming from somewhere? It does. It seems crazy unless it's the kind of thing that Paul wrote in Ephesians 6. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
You know, there's another thing I wanted to comment on, too. I'm a guinea pig down at National Institute to the Health. And the eye disease I have is called retinitis pigmentosa. And they want to use CRISPR technology on me. But I'm refusing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I'm not changing my, editing my genes. I have a lot of questions with it, but, I'm not changing my humanity. I would rather not have eyesight than change my, than alter my genetics or and not be a human. Is that wrong of me to say that? Or,
I don't think so. That's a difficult, I hear what you've expressed just in the moment. Beyond that, obviously, I'm sure you've had an opportunity to give considerable thought to that. And to think that people want to experiment on one another, and they call it tinkering, tinkering with brain, tinkering with our DNA. So now we're lab rats, and as long as you agree to it, then that's sort of the hold harmless clause. Well, you agreed to it, so, that administrative phrase, that peculiar phrase, when the state creates rights and individuals against itself, it is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts, and it may withhold all remedy or it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken its exercise. So,
I wish when all of this happened, I was 14 when I learned about this, my eye disease, I'm 35 now. I wish my parents would have been a little bit more knowledgeable, and a little bit more informed. I'm not blaming them. I'm not putting blame on them. I just, the information, the informed consent, this, we need to be informed. It breaks my heart because, I don't know if this eye disease I have is vaccine related. They say it's genetic, but I don't buy that either. Mm-hmm. But that's neither here nor there. But it's going back to your eugenics, what you were talking about is we're being put in the dark. We're being mushroomed. They don't want us to learn any of these technologies or any of this, none of this. Just keep us busy, keep us distracted, and don't ask questions. And that's what bothers me. Being a thought criminal in today's world is, or having a free mind and to ask questions. Even if you know, even if you ask questions and you disagree with somebody, it's the point of asking. It's the point of being skeptical of everything. Why is that so wrong in today's world?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, informed consent is I would say we need to make the distinction of fully informed, because usually what you get is a moderately informed to largely uninformed, so-called informed consent. And, you know, what you're saying goes hand in hand with this discussion of socialism and democratic socialism and today eugenics included.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to ask questions, because then this mechanism can't move forward. That's why social engineering is a component of this brand of socialism, whatever the various names it's given are, because the deciders, the technocrats and soothsayers, can't do what they want if there is objection, if there's any serious criticism, which gets back to what guys like Bertrand Russell wrote, The Impact of Science on Society, for example.
Well, thank you for your time, sir. That's all the questions, and that's I just wanted to tie in to what you were talking about ties into Silent Wars or Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. I mean, it's what an article, a document, I should say. Absolutely insane. But thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, that is an interesting document. It's my understanding that it's, you know, kind of under the banner of the protocols, potentially spurious, but, you know, and has been proven to be spurious, allegedly. But, you know, just one of those things found in a copy machine, right, in 1986, Boeing copy machine, but you know, maybe spurious, but things are happening in accordance with that document, kind of like the protocols. So it's, you know, interesting. Predictive programming or not, it's interesting, like Kevin was saying, that someone would take the time to write something so awful and to think up something so awful. And you know, there are other documents that go along with that. Just to think that there are folks that really have those kinds of machinations to prey on their fellow man is, I don't know. I guess it's not surprising in one sense, but I thought we were supposed to be evolving to a higher level of consciousness and civility. And so why is that not the case then, you know, speaking of what Kevin was talking about? It's unfortunate. And to think that people would engineer circumstances to perpetuate the predation of their fellow men, you know, that's what I think of. I mean, it sounds like Kevin's thought about some of the possibilities. I mean, is his condition genetic? Well, they say, you know, the experts say so, but I mean, I was wondering when you said that, Kevin, what your family history seems to show. I think of, you know, when those kinds of discussions arise, I think of, you know, folks coming back from overseas and, you know, who taught certain groups how to build IEDs, improvised explosive devices. And so people come back with limbs blown off, get run through the Walter Reed combine and, you know, DARPA technology, Boston Dynamics technology, stuck on them, and life is great now, engineering those sorts of circumstances when really have no business being over there. And, you know, some people would say that's cynical. You know, can you prove that's what's actually happening? And I would say, no, I don't think it's it's not a situation that's being specifically orchestrated and engineered that way. It's a convenient set of circumstances, kind of like what Brzezinski talked about, you know, creating the Afghan Mujahideen, not forcing the Soviets into Afghanistan, but creating a situation that made it virtually impossible for them not to intervene. Just one of those, you know, a convenient serendipitous coincidence. It's probably a bad use of the word serendipitous. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour. It's curious to me how this all gets sanitized, you know, decade after decade, and the same garbage gets reintroduced. You hear guys like George Bernard Shaw saying, you know, I appeal to the chemists to discover a humane gas that will kill instantly and painlessly, deadly by all means, but humane and not cruel. And, you know, talking about killing off the lazy and, you know, the folks that just sit around, and you think, well, wait a second, you guys, same, you know, Fabian Society member, Edward Bellamy, you know, Francis Bellamy's cousin, the guy responsible for the National Socialist Pledge of Allegiance. I know, the Bellamy salute is a fun thing. Anyway, looking backward, he said, you know, that's what we're going to get to. We're going to get to an easier life, and people can, you'll work less, you know, what is considered part-time today in America, and retire at 45 with full benefits and stuff. These are the people George Bernard Shaw is saying, we need to kill those people off. And you go, wait, you guys are engineering this situation, which is why it's no surprise when you hear, you know, we're going to end poverty. And how are you going to do that? We're just going to kill a bunch of people off. Or we can engineer mosquitoes to kill themselves off. Oops, it went the other direction. And now there's a proliferation of mosquitoes and they're giving people diseases. But you know what? We have a drug for that or a shot for that or something. And oops, funny how that works. Maybe we could just stop tinkering with stuff and leave people alone. What about that? About the, you know, those natural laws and the inalienable rights of man. About all of that. Where does that go? Where does that discussion seem to? How come that doesn't keep coming back up the way that socialism and eugenics keeps rearing its ugly head? Back to the phones. Brian in Washington, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Brian. I apologize. My fault. I didn't realize we're that close to the break. Apologies. Can you hang around till the top of the second hour?
Very good.
All right. We'll be right back, folks. Stick around. More right after this break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.